This is JIS News. Coming up, first set of tablet computers handed over to teachers on the Tablets in Schools project. Special provisions made to help citizens deal with drought conditions and Health Ministry taking steps to reduce possible transmission of the chikungunya virus. The details after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The first set of tablet computers have been handed over to teachers under the Tablets in Schools project. 184 tablets were handed over to teachers from 7 schools across the island to facilitate training ahead of the full rollout of the pilot Tablets in Schools project in September. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the project is expected to make a significant impact on teachers and students in the education sector. Meanwhile, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the move to procure tablets for teachers and students is a major milestone for the government.
It's going to transform the classroom. It's going to transform the opportunities for people outside of the classroom. This is part of the transformation of education, which will make Jamaica truly a power and an integral element in the global stage.
Minister Thwaites was speaking in an interview with JIS News following the handing over ceremony of tablets in Kingston Monday. Under the Tablets in Schools project, 37 institutions island-wide will have access to tablet computers starting September. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change has made special provisions to help persons deal with the drought conditions currently being experienced across the island. Portfolio Minister Robert Pickersgill says 40 water trucks have been deployed to parishes most affected by the current drought conditions. Cabinet has also approved a submission for additional funds to be dispersed to members of parliament and councillors to facilitate the increased trucking of water across the island. Mr. Pickersgill says the ministry intends to repair 100 systems under its tank and pump program, and the Rural Water Supply Limited will also be continuing its program of upgrading and rehabilitating the island's 445 existing storage tanks.
While my ministry and the government make every effort to deal with the immediate water supply challenges facing us, I am asking for your continued cooperation and understanding during these difficult dry months. I urge you to conserve on your use of water at all times, but especially at this time. Every drop counts.
The water minister was delivering a statement to the nation on the current water situation Sunday. The Ministry of Health has taken several steps to reduce the possibility of transmission of the chikungunya virus since the first imported case was confirmed on July 17. Director, Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse, says the vector control team has increased fogging activities for the areas that may have been affected. Household visits have also been done by the health departments and public education material distributed to residents.
We continue to ask our public to ensure that they take all of the measures to prevent the breeding of mosquitoes, because as there is no specific treatment for this virus and there is no vaccine, the main way to prevent getting ill is to prevent mosquito bites.
Dr. Bullock-Ducasse was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Symptoms of chikungunya include high fever, headache, muscle pain, joint pain mainly in the limbs and large joints, and a rash. Anyone who experiences symptoms of chikungunya is asked to visit their doctor or the nearest health center immediately. And the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, is urging parents and caregivers to ensure their children have proper adult supervision at all times, especially during the summer holiday. The legal definition of a child is anyone under age 18 years. Children's Registrar Greg Smith says parents who leave children unattended may be charged by the police for neglect. Neglect is defined as any serious disregard for the care, supervision or discipline of a child and is one of the 6 types of child abuse. Mr. Smith's warning follows reports of 3 children who perished in a fire Friday after being locked inside their home in Negril, Westmoreland. He's urging members of the public to report all cases or suspected cases of child abuse by calling 1-888-PROTECT. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.